Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, in South Africa, we are currently engaged on election matters, and the outcomes of these elections matter for agriculture as well as the policy direction. And that's something that perhaps in this podcast we have to reflect on in greater detail. But I don't want us to discuss it in this week because there's still a lot that is yet to be clear in the coming days with regards to coalitions who will come together with the ANC to govern on the next administration. And I think that once there's greater clarity on the coalition perspective, then we can be able to share some ideas about what we think the agricultural policy direction could be, as well as what we would recommend that the policy direction should be. And I think we can reflect in greater details about those once we are clear about the formation of the government. If we start discussing that at this point, it will largely be more on a speculative side. And I think there's a lot more of that that is already out there. Perhaps then what will be appropriate for our conversation this week is to reflect on some of the fundamental agricultural development. Because as we were out there to vote, the Crop Estimate Committee, which is this committee that is formed within the Department of Agriculture, comprised of some private sector individuals, some researchers, some statistician, economists from certain organization, and some that have insights on the GIS side, they, as a collective, forecast the crop production in South Africa. And for some time, they've been very accurate in their assessment, and they are the authoritative body that gives us a sense about what South Africa expects in its summer and winter crops. This past week, they released their fourth estimate for the 2023-24 production season of summer crops in South Africa to say, where is the crop standing? And these figures are very important because at this moment, farmers across South Africa are hard at work harvesting their maize, harvesting their soybeans, sunflower seeds, sorghum, groundnuts, dry beans. Those are the major summer crops. They are all being harvested. And now we also have a sense of where the yields are at in each of these crops. So the figures that the Crop Estimate Committee releases, I would say we have to allocate more weight on them today than perhaps we have done with some of the previous estimates, which were still more tentative. So to the numbers, what did the committee said? The committee revised down their 2023-24 total summer crop production forecast by 0.5% from last month. By last month, I'm referring now to April, because these were the May estimates. And they placed the overall production at 15.9 million tons. Now, if you take this overall production of total summer grains and oilseeds, and you say, fine, how does this compare with the previous season? It is down by 21%. This decline in a crop production mirrors the crisis that farmers had to endure caused by the midsummer drought in South Africa, particularly between February and March, because that's the period where farmers had planted. In fact, they had planted more area than they had planted in the previous season. And the crops started in good shape. Things were looking well. We're receiving good rainfall. And we were almost optimistic that we were going to have a good season. Then come February, we didn't see any rain. And the intensity of the heat was very high, and that all caused the disruption on the crop, yield losses, crop failures. The financial impact of it all to the farmers, will really get a sense of it later on in the coming months as the harvest draws to close. But the point is, this is down 21% from last year, and it mirrors that heavy impact of the midsummer drought in South Africa. Now, if you were to do a deep dive on some of the major crops like maize, because maize is a staple in South Africa, a staple even in the Southern Africa region. Maize is segmented into two. We have white maize and yellow maize. Yellow maize primarily used for animal feed, while white maize is for human consumption. On a month-to-month basis, Yellow maize is down by 0.3%. It's estimated at 6.9 million tons. White maize is down by 0.9% and estimated at 6.4 million tons. This is on month to month. Overall, on a monthly basis, maize is down by 0.6% and estimated at 13.3 million tons. Now, on a year-on-year basis, the yellow maize is down by 13%, while white maize is down by 25%. A question may arise, why is such a huge knock on a white maize area? White maize in South Africa is largely planted in the western regions all the way into central parts. And these regions, I would say, they experience a much harsher weather conditions, but also the rains at the start of the season were not as excellent as what we saw in the eastern regions, which is why there's this difference about on the crop expectations. But overall, put together, this gives us the 13.3 million tons harvest that we're expecting on maize. This 13.3 million tons harvest of maize is down by 19% from the 2022-23 season. Now, yes, costly to farmers. Yes, a major decline of 19% from the previous season. But if you look purely from a consumption perspective and say, where does this leave us as South Africa? This leaves us still in a reasonably quiet, comforting position, because our annual consumption of maize is about 12 million tons. And now if we are expecting a 13.3 million tons, it means that we could still have roughly a million tons or so for export markets, and we could meet our domestic needs as South Africa. But of course, there's still an issue of quality, to say what is the quality of this crop. And this is something that we will see as farmers continue with their harvest. Suppose then someone asked to say, sure, we see all of this. What does it mean for prices? For maize prices, in the recent months, we've seen maize prices moderating. Part of that was a harvest pressure, as well as a stronger domestic currency. But if you were to look at the maize prices today and look at compare them to last year, white maize is still hovering just around about 5,000 rand per ton, which is roughly 30% higher than last year, although in recent months it had moderated. Yellow maize is hovering around 4,000 rand per ton, up 7% from last year. And this again speaks to those volumes of production that I was talking about, the differences between white and yellow that is available. But the other element is the fact that white maize is primarily produced in Southern Africa and outside of Southern Africa in Mexico, while yellow maize is widely available globally. And this drought was not isolated into South Africa. It has caused great damage in Southern Africa, in Zimbabwe, Malawi, Zambia. If you talk to folks and you ask about the crop production, some of these countries have lost over half of their maize, which means then there's a greater demand for white maize, and these prices mirror that. Zimbabwe is out there looking for maize in the world market, and I think for South Africa there will be a much more pressure for maize orders, especially towards the end of this year going into the first quarter of next year. And that will mean then that white maize prices may remain elevated for some time, while yellow maize, what changes the dynamics there is because in the world market, widely available, the International Grains Council tells us that there's about 1.2 billion tons of white of maize, yellow maize, that is up there in the world, 6% up year on year. That is primarily yellow maize. Of course, there's a small percentage of that is white, like the one that is produced in South Africa, Mexico, and the others. But the majority, 90% plus, is yellow maize. So that this explains, again, those price differentials between the white and the yellow maize, which is why white up 30% year on year, while yellow is up 7% year on year. So as to then how the trade activity and everything else unfolds on the white maize, that's something we have to watch as South African. But let me comment on oil seeds also, because on a month-on-month basis, soybeans, which is one of the important oil seeds in South Africa, its production estimate was lowered by 2% from April to May. We're now expecting a soybean harvest of about 1.7 million tons. You compare this to last year, it is down 36%. And again, the issue here is more of a lower yields than the area planting, which speaks to that mid-summer drought. And I think South Africa, while we were now had shifted to be a net exporter on soybeans, we have now moved and switched back to being an importer, especially of soybean oil cake. And that's something that we'll see this year. Sunflower seed, interestingly, was actually lifted its production estimate by 6% from the crop that we had in May. The soybean production now, the sunflower seed production now is estimated at 649,000 tons. This is down 10% year on year, but it's a great crop than what many of us had expected, especially the fact that sunflower seed is planted in the western regions of South Africa. And I guess there some late plantings of some sort were not as damaged as we thought. But in all of the other crops then, such as groundnuts, sorghum, dry beans, the crop, yes, they are down on a month-on-month, but if you look them on an annual basis, because of the uptick in area planting, they're still sitting at decent levels. Now, that's the broad figure about how we are thinking about this. The question then would say, okay, what do we make out of this? I think what we can make out of this is the fact that there will be a financial impact to farmers. The scale of it will be clearer in the coming month. And another important aspect from a consumer perspective is that we are not in full crisis in South Africa. We have a challenge on white maize, and prices of white maize could increase. But if you think about the food inflation basket, one has to look at it in a more nuanced way. Just because we had a midsummer drought, it doesn't mean the roof is falling. There are supplies that are decent. And even if you were to look outside of this, you think about fruits, you think about vegetables, those are under irrigation. And because we had healthy dam levels, the supplies for that are decent. And I think the prices will hover it sideways. On a meat, we see a recovery in the poultry production, a recovery in red meat production, all of that, which is positive or supportive of a gradual or moderating food price inflation. The risk lies primarily on white maize, but outside of that, we can import yellow maize from the world, just like we import all of our rice, as well as we import a bit of wheat, half of the wheat that we consume. And those commodities in the world market, they are in abundance. And I think that the prices could move sideways. The one thing, though, that will be important is the domestic currency for all of these products that we are importing that we will need to watch. But overall, a very interesting and a tough season for some in South Africa that we are now ending. Yes, we are in an election mode, watching the results and everything that comes out. And as I said at the start of this podcast, we will have a deeper conversation about policy at an appropriate time when we will not be more speculative, but rather reflecting on a real possibility that would be sitting before us at the time. With that, folks, let me end there our comment for this week. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the things that we write in my blog. The link for my blog is in the description of this podcast. You can also read some of our work at the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa in our website, www.agbiz.co.za, agbiz.co.za. You can find some work there. Also follow us in our podcast at Mkokeli Podcast across all socials. And yes, do follow me on all socials, Wandile Sihlobo. Thanks for listening.